This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cybercrimes and artificial intelligence, AI technology, into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness country's strength in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. The Prime Minister distributed President's Police Medals for distinguished service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau during the valedictory session. In Uttar Pradesh, members of the Judicial Inquiry Commission formed to investigate the violence that took place during the second survey of the Shahi Jama Masjid in Sambhal reached the mosque and started their inquiry. The commission, headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora and also comprising former State Police Chief Arvind Kumar Jain and retired IAS officer Amit Mohan Prasad, was formed by the state government to inquire into the violence that killed four people and left around 25 others, including policemen, injured. Meanwhile, the situation in Sambhal is returning to normalcy. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. Meanwhile, Congress has also ruled out forming any alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Briefing media in the national capital today, Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav said that party will field its candidates on all 70 assembly seats. He claimed that Congress suffered a lot in the Lok Sabha elections due to alliance with AAP. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees in November this year as compared to the same month last year. The total gross GST revenue in November last year was 1.68 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in November this year stood at 34,141 crore rupees and state GST is at 43,047 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collected amounts to 91,828 crore rupees and cess is at 13,253 crores. In October, gross GST collection had grown 9% to over 1.87 lakh crore rupees, the second highest ever, mainly due to rise in domestic sales and improved compliance. Life in Puducherry and adjoining areas continues to remain disrupted following Cyclone Fengel, which brought record-breaking rainfall not seen in the region for 30 years. The Meteorological Department reported 48.37 centimeter of rainfall in Puducherry from yesterday morning till today morning, marking the highest cumulative 24-hour rainfall in three decades. While the rain subsided this afternoon, occasional light showers and moderate winds continue to hamper recovery efforts. According to the latest alert from the Meteorological Department, Cyclone Fengel, which made landfall near Puducherry last night, has weakened into a deep depression. The system remains stationary over north coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry and is expected to move westwards slowly, weakening further into a depression over north Tamil Nadu in the next 12 hours. India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued red alert for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh today due to the impact of cyclonic storm. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen were crowned the singles champions at the Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow today. Two-time Olympic medalist and top seed Sindhu clinched women's singles title, overpowering China's Wu Luo Yu 21-14, 21-16 in the final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.